Hi, Maddie Larson with you. Australia's coronavirus toll has risen to 99 following another death in New South Wales. The man in his 60s passed away in hospital at the weekend. Authorities say he had links to another known case and underlying health conditions. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer has stressed the importance of staying home from work if unwell following the closure of 12 McDonald's stores. A dozen outlets across Melbourne are currently undergoing deep cleaning after a delivery driver tested positive to COVID-19. He was symptomatic at the time.
If you are feeling at all unwell, stay at home and get yourself tested. And it just shows how important that is and what an impact it can have if one is going to work.
Dr. Nick Coatsworth on Nine there. The federal government is saying a coalition of 62 countries is now supporting their calls for a probe into the coronavirus pandemic. China have stated they're against such action and threatened Australia with economic tariffs. If they follow through with the threats, Agricultural Minister David Littleproud has told the ABC they'll go to the World Trade Organization.
Any trading partner where we believe they haven't understood our argument, we'll take it to an umpire for them to determine.
And the pandemic has changed the way we all do things. In a bid to social distance, a priest over in the US has used a squirt gun to shoot holy water at churchgoers.
You ready?
To sport now, and it's been confirmed former Supercars champ James Courtney will return to the sport in a Mustang. He'll be piloting the fourth Tickford entry after Will Davison's primary sponsor pulled out.
You know, realistically, first couple of rounds are going to be tough, but definitely we have to get race results, race wins, podiums, you know, fastest laps, those sorts of things.
Supercars will return on June 28 behind closed doors at Sydney Motorsport Park.